What suggestions do you have when thoughts of transgression of sila arise? I cannot change the past, but I have regrets. I think one of the things with thoughts of transgression of sila, it's good to recognize if it's something that it, okay, this is one is because there are boundaries that one takes in order to recognize what are the impulses and volitions in the mind, and learning how to understand that, so that there's thoughts of transgression of sila arise. Do we act on it? And for the most part, I would expect that most people here, you know, don't act on these impulses that aren't virtuous, and to recollect that, to remember that, that certainly for the vast majority of all these various thoughts, they don't actually act on them. That one has done in the past, that's a reality. And one has regret, but the regret shouldn't be feeding a sense of a sense of suffering. The regret, if there is regret, it's learning how to channel that into the intention to be more skillful, the intention to be more present, the intention to be more more wise. And so then it's a whatever regrets one has, they can be transformed into something that is positive and wholesome. And then the one's really using it in a beneficial way. And those aspects of regret or remorse are then a nutriment. Because this is one of the things in when we think of the cause and effect processes, it isn't as if we just get on to a kind of a fast track of the wholesome, positive things, and it's just as it takes one off to greater heights of wholesome and positive. It's the reality is that wholesome, in terms of the karmic process, the wholesome can condition more wholesome states, the wholesome can condition unwholesome. One can, it's just the nature. Mindfulness and wisdom have to be functioning all the time. And the same, say the unwholesome, can be a cause for increased unwholesome, but the unwholesome can be a cause for the wholesome, in the sense that it's an unwholesome mental state, thinking of regret and remorse, the mind is kind of down from that, but then it can be a seed for the developing of an urgency or a wish to develop wholesome qualities that protect one and protect others, the development of virtue. Those that's when the unwholesome is a conditioning factor for an on a karmic level for the wholesome, for the good.